Work is noisily progressing on the redesign of George Street in Corby. With the pneumatic drills in the background, various Corby dignitaries gathered to witness the laying of the Corby time capsule. Later this month, the Corby Steelman statue will be replaced on top of it. The time capsule includes various pictures and documents detailing life in Corby today, plus some audio recordings of BBC Radio Northampton's coverage of Corby's regeneration. Peter Griggs is from the council.
We've tried to put inside the time capsule things that at some time in the future, when somebody opens this, maybe in the next century even, they'll be able to look back at the way we were thinking, how this project has developed, and look back at how we've thought and done things now. So inside it, there's some material from yourselves in terms of some audio for the development of the Parkland Gateway. There's some plans of the buildings that we've got. There's the strategy for developing the Parkland Gateway, because we think this has been something of a turning point in the history of the borough. We've regenerated this area, which we hope will stand as an example for future developers, and we would seek to leave something behind which gives some guidance as to how we're thinking and how it all came about.
The Mayor of Corby, Councillor Anne Brown, hopes the time capsule will give a glowing picture of Corby in 2011.
I came to Corby in 1958 when it was really just becoming a new town, and I've seen it go downhill, I've seen it come uphill now, and, you know, I'm so proud of Corby. I love Corby and I'm proud to be part of it.
Corby leader Pat Fawcett is also proud of what Corby has to offer today.
I think I'd like them to look at it and say, oh, doesn't that look fantastic? I wish I'd lived then. And that would be good, but it might be robots that dig it up. We don't know.
Let's assume that it's going to be down there for 50 years, so go on, think ahead, imagine what Corby will be like in 50 years' time.
It'll be a city in 50 years' time, won't it? So there'll be big department stores, there'll be people on the hover cars, because we won't be using petrol and diesel. It'll be little hover cars going all round Corby.